Blog Talk Radio.
Mellie Queen.
We are back and popping. But say, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right.
Okay, we in business.
I'm up here jigging.
I said we in business.
All right, now we up here jigger-rigging it. How you doing today? You got a birthday coming up this weekend. What y'all got playing? What y'all doing? And how you doing today?
Exhausted, but I'm good. Good. Trying to get my building together. I'm in a freaking nut house. I call it the nut house. They call it the Fusion Studios. I call it the nut house.
Yeah. Just trying to get it calmed down up there. Is it still snowing up there?
It hasn't been snowing this much this winter. It snowed a couple of days ago. It's supposed to snow again tomorrow, and then on my birthday it's supposed to snow.
Oh, okay. Okay, we all better stay warm up there. I want to, like I said, welcome you to the show. We're trying to make, we're going to make history around this mug. You hear me? Black media.
Mm-hmm.
We need our
yes.
Black media platforms because our people are not being fed the truth. Our people are not just constantly the same lies, the same old dumb stories, the same. We don't have time for that. We're on a new path, new everything. Oh, today, I'm changing the name of my show. we're going to change it from the Black Panther Corner, and it's going to be the Truth and Power Corner with Sis Nelly. So
nice.
We're starting off the new year with new arrangements, new everything. That's why I am going to learn how to work my platform. That way I won't be in this situation anymore. You feel me? So we're going to keep building for ourselves and different things. So, like I said, congratulations on everything that's going on up there with Unity Community and Mile High News. We had our first year. I am so, so happy and excited. So you go ahead and talk to the people.
Okay. Peace, love, and Black empowerment. As Mellie Queen said, we need to support independent Black media. We're the only ones that's bringing this truth. So, yes, support Mile High News and also support Unity Community. I would love to see Unity Communities in all 50 states. It's time that we do for self-family. We have to separate and we have to build our own community and have a military structure to back it up. So we're in the process of creating all that here in Colorado with Unity Community. Whoever's listening, if you want to start a unity community where you're at, go ahead, do it. All you got to do is get hold of some land, and then you can build it on there. So we were blessed enough to have a brother by the name of Carl King give us 35 acres of land, so we were able to build on and create our own community on. So we're in the process of creating that. We can always use donations. We have two websites, www.milehighnews.net and www.unitycommunity.news. So make sure you check those out. And if you can donate $1, $10, $100, whatever you can donate, please do so. As far as what's going on, family, we should not be distracted by all the stuff that's going on. Let these caucasoids fight each other. And we, while they're fighting each other, we need to be unifying and planning our next steps on what we are going to do in separation of them. Because this is not a democracy. They keep lying, saying this is a democracy. This is not a democracy. It is a constitutional republic. There is a difference between the two. And all this stuff about Trump, family, that none of this stuff concerns us. We are in an emergency, a state of emergency. We've been in a state of emergency in this country for 400 years, over 400 years. So any of these politicians that are seeking your vote, you need to make sure that you are demanding your tangible. That means something specifically for us. They got all this money, time, resources for all these other groups. But they, the people that built this country, they continue to malign neglect us. There's been a malign neglect policy that's been in effect for the last 50 plus years, where they lump us in the broad ambiguous terms such as people of color, minorities, marginalized, whatever other terminology, disenfranchised, whatever other terminology they use, is coded language, and they try to make it seem like it's for us, but it's not for us. It's going to benefit everybody but us. So the past year or so, we've been pushing hard on our tangibles. Any of these politicians, local, state, federal, that are seeking your vote, you need to go to them directly and ask them specifically what they're going to do for foundational Black Americans, American descendants of slavery. We are the descendants of the people that built this country, and we have a debt that is owed, and they need to pay us, period. So we've been banging the drum on that. Also, we've been banging the drum on, you know, getting trained, gun safety, gun training, hand-to-hand combat, martial arts, all of the above. Family, we are in war. We have to act accordingly. A lot of our folks are just waking up to this war that we've been in for the past 400 years. But us at Mile High News, us at Black Panther Corner, us at whatever other Black empowerment organization or group, we've been woke to this for decades. And we are going to continue to stay woke. And we're not wasting time on those that refuse to get on code. We are on code. It's either you get on code or you get left. We're not wasting no more time and energy on trying to get you up to speed on what's going on. And if you don't know by now, you'll never know. And if you aren't woke by now, you'll never be woke. So we are not going to keep spending time and energy on trying to get you up to speed on what's going on. You have to acknowledge the fact that we are at war, and we need to act accordingly, family. This is no joke. This is a matter of life and death. And we have to stay focused on Black men, women, and children. We have to protect our women, and we have to protect our children. Black men, we have to step up. We have to stop. And they've changed the whole meaning of stepping up, too. It's a ball of confusion. And we cannot fall for it, family. We have to stay focused on what is the agenda. The agenda is Black liberation, Black empowerment. We are going to continue to bang that drum into 2021, throughout 2021, to 2022, 2023, and so on and so forth. As far as our reparations claim, we are going to continue to demand that these politicians do something specifically for us. They got all this time and resources to do something for DACA. They got all this time and resources to do something for the LGBTQ. They got all this time and energy to do something for all these other groups, but yet they won't do nothing for us. So, family, it's time that we do for ourselves. Stop waiting on somebody to come save us, because ain't nobody going to come save us but us. We are all that we got.
I say, exactly. And that's what we have to keep remembering: Black first, race first. If we don't start focusing on ourselves, what I mean, what legacy, what future are we going to leave our children? I saw a post on Facebook one day, and they were like, we still saying sayings from Malcolm X and Fannie Lou Hamer and different things like that. Who are our children going to be able to quote? Look at the people that they have to look up. You see what I'm saying? So we got to change that narrative, family. We have to educate each other. Start educating our children as much as we can every day, all day long. Education is key. Education is fundamental. Reading is fundamental. We can't sit here and keep playing games like it's not. And lying to ourselves and to our children. We are dropping the ball. We should be the ones teaching them who they are. We need to be coming together, educating ourselves, educating our children on what is true, factual, what is going on. Like we're going to keep saying, Mile High News, black media platforms, where we talk about things that concern us. Time out for focusing on people that don't give a damn about us. We need our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our grandparents, uncles, entrepreneurs, singers. Whatever you do, whatever you got going on around this world, it can be taught to a child. It can be taught to the next generation. What are we passing down? I'm not understanding. We want y'all to start calling the show, like I said. Today is our day of changing the name to the Truth and Power Corner with Sis Nelly. I want you all to call in so that we can stay connected. Talk. Bring the children. Everybody. Come on, Brother Chase. And on to the butt.
Yes, support Truth and Power Corner, support Mile High News. I mean, it's a long list of them I can list out. So, family, just do the research. Whatever we're telling you, go ahead and research it. You know, don't just take our word for it. Go ahead and do the research. People don't research nothing. All they do is whatever's on social media, they just take that and run with it. You got to actually do research. We have to start teaching our children that. You know, how to go about researching things. What is a primary source? What is a secondary source? All those things, because the public indoctrination center is not going to teach our children this, just like the public indoctrination center is not going to teach us our true history of who we truly are. So we have to take the initiative to educate our own children. And if anything, this COVID has helped us with this homeschooling. We should have been homeschooling our children to begin with. Instead of putting them in these public indoctrination centers where they're being taught lies and taught to hate themselves or anything that resembles them and to look down on anybody that is doing for them. They demonize our heroes. So we have to uplift our heroes and sheroes and let our children know, look, this is where we come from, greatness. Yeah, slavery was part of our history, but it's not all of our history. It basically interrupted our history because we've been here for thousands, if not millions of years. So we have a long legacy of greatness. And this past 500 years, that has been stifled, but we are going to regain our throne. We are going to raise back to the hall, to our stature of where we were before the Caucasoid invasion. It's only a matter of time, family. So in the meantime, we need to be doing everything that we possibly can in our power to empower and uplift our children, because nobody else is going to do it but us.
Shay, I totally agree with that, and I believe that 100%. That's why we have to work so hard on getting ourselves together, because it's our time to rewrite our story. It's the what they call it, the Hunter has been writing the story long enough of the lioness and the lion, because they're not telling it. So it's time for us to start putting it in the right perspective. And putting it in the right perspective means letting our children know their greatness. I promise you, ever since I read that book, Miseducation of a Negro,
yes.
Ever since I read the
Carter
first
G.
couple
Wilson.
Of pages. Thank you. The first couple of pages, I never even completed the book because my thing was this. I had an urgency to get my child out of this school because I saw the destruction that it had done just that quick. It didn't know what was going on, but I was like, why isn't my baby loving herself? I read the first 3-4 pages of that book, and that was it right there. And ever since that day, I've been working to get her out of it. Now our people need to open and understand until we break that indoctrination system centers, it's not going to change our situation because we're only grooming slaves. Anything that
yep.
is taught by a white man, I don't never say don't go get your education, don't do this, don't do that. The white man's education dumbs down the Negro, the African, the black, the melanated, the carbonated child. Because guess what? The white man's education will never teach an African man, woman, nor child how to defeat him.
Yep.
It will never teach him that. So why would I read about liberation from a white man? He's not going
right.
to give me this answer. This
no.
is they not understanding when I say I don't listen to white people. Oh, he's the greatest revolutionary. Yeah, for them. You feel?
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? He's not going to give a black man the key to his freedom.
Nope.
So that's why I tell them, you can argue all day long. You cannot convince me I need to read white books because white books does not liberate my black mind.
Right. Now, so many of our people think white ice is color, and they believe that they have to have the white seal of approval before anything is true or fact. And these must have been lying to us since day one.
Thank you. Lying to us, killing, raping us, and everything here. They're great men are pedophiles, rapists, these criminals, because that's who came over to the America or the Americas, as y'all want to call it, the thieves, the murderers, the rapists. See, royalty didn't even come to the land. That's why they were able to take it from the royals. You feel me? So they sent their criminals across the water, and their criminals went and did what criminals do. Rob, rape, pillage, kill, and built a nation. Now it's time for these criminals to be, taken care of. That's all that is.
Yeah.
That's all that is. Now it's time, like Brother Malcolm X always said, what did he say? Time for the chickens to come. How he put it?
Time for the chickens to come to home on the roost.
All right now. Is it not?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's been time. Everything Malcolm was telling us in the 60s is still relevant today.
Everything. The ballot and the bullet. House Negro, field Negro. And it's so and so simply, he puts it so simply and eloquently at the same time. And
right.
I'm talking about everything he's saying perfectly fits today. He told us about the fucking, he told us about the what? The media whores and what you call superstars. If they like them too much, what? Leave their ass alone. He told us about the white supremacist media. They have a good man looking like a criminal.
Mm-hmm.
And
he also talks about
our
so-called liberal friends. And how they mean us no good.
How many of us did he call dumb for sending our children to their schools?
Right. Why would you send your kids to your enemy's schools?
Thank you. Oh, and don't forget, he told us about them niggas coming in the hood, the Chinese, Indian coming in the hood. He told us. right.
Yep. Yep.
He put it all out there. That's why I say he was one of the greatest, if not the greatest. Him, Mark Garvey, great man. That's, I mean, man, where they at? We need, and then the thing is, we got babies with minds like that, but their minds are so colonized, brainwashed into this society. And I heard this man, he was talking good. Then he turned it into some church talk. You know, I don't believe in that God stuff. But I believe in what he said. He said, everybody running around here talking about they scared of the mark of the beast. He said, the mark of the beast is already here. He says, the mark of the beast is this technology, this believing this system and this, that, and the other. That's the mark of the beast. And that's what the violence is going to say. Are you ready to sacrifice? Or can you let it go? So, yeah, I believe it. You know, it's a purging and all that different stuff going on. But
oh, yeah, while we're on that note, family, don't take the vaccine. I don't care.
Thank you.
Pfizer, Moderna, NIAID, Johnson & Johnson, Bill Gates vaccines. Don't take them, family. We've shown you on Mile High News. It's going to alter your DNA. They had a doctor come out, and he let the this was in Wisconsin. He let the vaccine sit out outside the refrigerator. He let like 500 doses of it spoil. And the reason why he did it was because this is going to alter people's DNA. This was a white doctor that said this. So when we say it, though, it's conspiracy theory, or it's you know, the plebiscites and stuff like that. But when they say it, it's like, okay, now we got to take it serious. So I know so many of our people, they love to have the white seal of approval, and they don't believe nothing until a white man says it. So this white man has literally just told you that this is going to alter your DNA, and why he let the vaccine spoil, the doses of the vaccine spoil. So, family, are y'all still going to go out and take the vaccine? I would suggest not. This country has never given us nothing that was going to benefit us. From Tuskegee, we can go on down the list. We got a whole book by Harriet Washington by the name of The Medical Apartheid. I advise everybody that is listening to this show right now to check that book out. It details all the way going back to slavery, all the experiments that they've done on us, continue to do on us in the 20th and the 21st century. So that's a good resource find that information out, because this has been happening for centuries. This country has never meant us any good, especially this government has never meant us any good. They've never given us anything that's going to benefit us. So why do you think all of a sudden they are?
Look, because my thing is, if they loved us so much, we still wouldn't be fighting after all these years. See, somebody at the group would be, God damn, can y'all just leave them alone? You know what I'm saying? So, no, y'all don't care nothing about us, because none of you are standing up and saying anything. And I totally agree. Do not take these vaccines. And I've heard this ignorance. Well, we've been vaccinated. You ought to be glad that your body healed from their destruction and stop being stupid, because they want you to say stupid things. Yes, we used to get vaccinated, but when you find out, you do better.
Right.
I'm not gonna,
when you know better, you're supposed to do better.
In my own, especially when they say they're not going to put them in their little monkey juniors and their monkey children's home. So you're going to tell me they're going to give me a shot that'll kill me and melanated or carbonated children, but you say that your child doesn't need to be vaccinated? You got to be crazy.
Right.
You got to be crazy. I want to see you and yours go first.
Yep.
As a matter of fact,
you be the guinea pig. You be the example of what not to be.
Thank you. But that he says that his children, Bill Gates says his children are not going to be vaccinated, never have been, but they're going to force it on mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But that's, see, that's the world we live in, because we sit back and we allow people to control our lives. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm going to continue to always say it. The power is in the people. You can't be scared of no virus. Can't be scared of no gun. Don't you know a gun, a malfunction, a gun, a tab, let them shoot. If you ready and you really about this, you ready to die for this, so your children do not have to live through it.
Right.
And I'm not studying about me. Because guess what? I've lived some life. My child cannot even experience life because we stuck in a house buying her to go outside. And she's a melanated child and cannot even get sunlight. So you tell me you're going to continue to live like this? You don't have any compassion for you. If you don't have any compassion for yourself, where is your compassion for your children? There's somebody that's very selfish. Very selfish. Go ahead, Brother Chay. Hello, Brother Chay, you still there? Like I said, we're going to go on into 2021, starting off this new year. We're juicing. We have changed our diets. It's about, and let me tell you something, it's necessary because it feels better. You know, I'm not only, like, I want to be on it. I am going to get on it. I'm enjoying myself. Like I said, this is our new platform. We will be here Friday at 5 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Eastern, and 3 p.m. Pacific. We'll be talking with Brother Shaka Shakur. And it's going to be a very great show, very great show. Like I said, we're finding out the equipment and everything, and we're going to get it together, and everything's going to, we're going to get it together. I promise you that. I love y'all. Y'all have a great evening. The Truth and Power Corner with Sis Melly. Peace and power. All power to the people.